Then an ever-tightening spiral from now till then. I travel the steps of time to the vault, retreat of BCN's director of radio, Time's guardian, and my boss, Ish Lundgren. Salve, brave custodian.
Paul?
Isha, am I right there? Do you think going back in time is a narrowing of existence or a broadening of it?
I don't know what you're talking about, boy.
Well, is there more to experience in the future? I mean, are we proceeding into a time of potential, or are we receding from maximum possibility toward a time when we will have no options available? Well, I see you'd rather talk about this later.
Yes, boy. Give myself what few options are available.
Let there be sound.
What have you from the legacy of time past for us today?
Time keeps on ticking, Paul, into the future.
I don't understand.
There was a time in this fair land...
When the railroads did not run, when the cool, majestic mountains stood alone against the sun.
Do you want to go back out and come in again, Paul?
No, sir.
All right. Today in the vault, I have some tape from BCN's first attempt at establishing a program based around what was at the time a new technology, the telephone.
Oh, don't keep me on hold, great operator.
Telephony, it was called. Brainchild of my father and Chesley Philpott, who was kind of a staff host at the BCN for a while.
And what was the idea behind it?
Well, this is before telephones were commonplace. Still a bit of a curiosity, especially with our BAME and listeners. And Chess would phone out making strange calls. It was a comedy show. Ran for about 10 years, from 1936 to the end of the war. Listen.
Big Lad, the old smoothie with a big head, proudly presents Telephony, the show that goes long distance for you. And here's the host of Telephony, Jeff Philpott.
Thank you, Bert Pilgrim, and hello, everybody. Welcome to
Telephony!
Now, let's get right down to the fun. Let's open the phone book at random and make a phony phone call. Quiet now. I'm calling 249L, Mr. Patel Singh. At least I think it's Mr.
Hello?
Mr. Patel Singh?
Mrs. Patel Singh, yes.
Good, Mrs. Singh. This is the Newfoundland Customs and Excise Department.
Yes, how can I be of service?
A routine check of our records indicates that your visa and passport are no longer in good standing, Mrs. Singh.
What is that?
And you and your family must leave the country.
That cannot be the truth.
You have 48 hours in which to pack up and leave Newfoundland.
Who are we speaking, please?
My name is Mr. X. Yes, you can call me Mr. X.
Sir, that must be some mistake.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Those are the rules.
Oh, no, this cannot be.
I'm afraid it is. Yes, it's Chesley Philpott.
Oh, it must be Telephony.
That's right, Mrs. Singh. We were just kidding. You'll be able to stay in Newfoundland.
Oh, lucky me. That's your boss, Daddy, there.
Jesus. That seems pretty,
What?
Well, it's not what you'd call politically correct, I guess.
But you heard Mrs. She enjoyed it. It was just good, clean fun. Everybody loved Chess Philpott, sure. It wasn't just a humorous show, Paul. It sometimes had a political undertone. Here.
Hello?
Hello. Do I have a Herr Dieter von Klemperer?
Yeah. Who's this, please?
See, Kyle Dieter.
Hello?
We are calling all the way from the old country. See, Kyle.
Who's this?
Is that all you've got to say to your old pal, Marty Borman?
Marty, bist du wirklich? Wie war's in Argentinien? Wir waren wundern. Ist die reinste Hölle auf Erden. Du wolltest mich doch hier herausholen. Komm doch bitte, schnell, schnell.
All the way from the old country. That's so funny.
Ish, that sounds awful.
I go on, boy. Nobody took it seriously. If you had a funny name, sure you were an open target in those days.
Well, isn't there anything on this tape that doesn't demean people, or make fools of them, or their nationality?
Namby-pamby. Right at the end.
Thanks to Siobhan O'Flaherty, Dieter von Klemperer, and Suzette Cervelle de Loiseau for being such grand sports. They'll be receiving a gift pack of Big Lad Brews. Big Lad, the old smoothie with the big head. Join us again next week when we'll phone every taxi stand in town and send them all to the same address. What do you call that? Jeffrey Philpott.
There, you see? Good, clean fun.
Well, I still have reservations.
Well, the only reservation I had about it was doing the show before a live audience. It always mystified me. I don't know what people expected to see on a radio show. Well, thankfully, it's gone out of practice now.
Well, people obviously loved it, isn't
it? Yes, and we have much more where that came from. In the vault.
Good afternoon. I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN programming highlights. At 3 on Medicine Chest, Dr. Victor Squires diagnoses the latest wave of workplace disorders. Experiencing habitual disorientation and a hyperextended id? You could be suffering from open office dysfunction. Are new strains of ventilator superfungals behind an alarming rise in chronic regret syndrome? Tune in to the pathology of the modern office this afternoon on Medicine Chest. At 4, Playlets continues its anniversary series, 50 Years of Anguish, a Newfoundland theater retrospective. Today, the revolutionary 1956 production of William French Lawton's Pudding Bag Shaker, the agonizing saga of a sensitive boy's journey from the deep bay to the mean corners of town. The young Philip Dean stars as Boyd, with a special guest appearance by Sir Hugh Ballantyne as Donnie. And tonight at 9, the BCN Concert Series presents Celtic Cavalcade, highlights from this year's Gael Pride Festival of Music and Dance. Featured are Big Sweaty Neck, the Hopping Bog Boys, and Hot Ear. They save civilization, and you're going to hear all about it tonight on Celtic Cavalcade. A full schedule of informative and entertaining programming only on BCN 520.
This can't possibly be happening to me. And you know, I'm right. It isn't. It's happening to you. You are about to take part in the game show that started it all. What's That Noise from Newfoundland? Lifted in its entirety from the pulsating sound emitter that is this island, here, now, won't you welcome Hollis Duffett and his timbre of mystery. That is one ominous sound, but you'll get no clues from me. Down into the Royal Mails I finger dive, and I'll pull out this. A note from Colin Bennett, and Colin writes, "Hi, I think the noise I heard on the 31st was a moose, probably a female. I didn't get a good listen, but I'm pretty sure that is what it was. Love the program. Thanks, Colin Bennett." And Colin has a P.S. here. "I'm a Newfoundlander who's currently living and working in Iqaluit, Northwest Territories. Say hi to my wife, Beverly, daughter, Kelsey, and son, Liam, who are back in St. John's." Well, hello to Beverly, Kelsey, and Liam. Hope you're listening. But as to the guests, Hollis Duffett, arbiter in area's audio? No, sorry, Colin, not a moose, or at least not a cow moose. Get your pen and paper ready. I'll give you our contest address as soon as your ears are exposed one more time to our querulous quandary. Hollis? If the light bulb has gone off between your ears and you identified that sound, mail your answer to us at the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. Or EOS. That address is Great Eastern at stjohns.cbc.ca. From the fringes of the North Atlantic, between Spain and Africa, please welcome Radio Tarifa with La Tarara.
Ay, tarara, sí, ay, tarara.
I've come to the offices of Executive Comedy, and joining me now are the driving forces behind this fast-growing company.
I'm John Marshall, the CEO.
No, I'm John Marshall, the CEO.
If you're the CEO, then I must be the Chief Executive Officer, Vlad Ragdoll Hulich.
You guys are hilarious, eh?
No, seriously, Paul, great to see you down here. Put her there, buddy.
Every time.
It's a classic.
What was that?
A joy buzzer.
No, I know what that was. It sounded like canned laughter.
We have a laugh track in the office. We run all our material past it to check the timing.
Our humor is crafted with the laugh track in mind.
Have a seat, Paul. Have a seat.
Yeah, no. Over here, Paul.
Okay, thanks. BCN listeners, of course, will know you. BCN listeners know John and Vlad as the hosts of Classical Comedy.
Sunday nights at 7.
In the morning.
But in real life,
they are amongst this country's leading stand-up and skit comedians.
Hey, don't forget musical comedy, buddy.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys did musical comedy.
Yeah, we did our musical act at the Shoe Convention last week.
Really? I was at that convention.
Well, we did the kickoff.
There's no business like shoe business.
I'm a soul man.
Pump it up.
Actually, I did catch that.
Excuse me for two snots there, Paul.
Watch this.
Your call is very important to us. Please leave a message at the sound of the tone. Hello. Sorry about that, Leo. Not funny. Come on. That's funny.
The producer of our special, Paul.
No sense of humor. Well, you're the comedy man, Leo.
Yeah, right.
A replacement piece. What's that, Leo? I can't hear you. Must be some But listen, in the meantime, Leo, go yourself.
He loves it, really.
He really does.
Oh, no, you guys got the pretty swank digs here. You must be doing well.
Are you kidding?
The comedy business booming in Canada.
Everybody's doing comedy.
Huge growth industry.
Take political satire.
Please.
Canadian comedians are naturally great at political satire.
Naturally great. And impressions.
Canadian audiences love it.
Can't get enough of it.
I'm John Crosby.
I'm Jack Cartier.
I'm John Crosby.
I'm Jack Cartier.
I'm John Crosby. You're killing me, man.
You're killing me!
You're killing me!
Guaranteed laughs, Paul.
Now, other than your own routines, what kind of business does your company do?
Comedy analysis.
How does that work, John?
Comedy's a science, Paul.
Glad he's got his PhD.
Doctor of Jokeology.
What's that chart over there?
It's a consulting job we're doing for CBC Television.
We've taken classic episodes of The Blowhards.
Blowhards.
You'll remember the Blowhards.
Sid Wade and Frankie Black.
No, I...
Yeah, you remember. Classic.
So good.
No?
Those guys are brilliant. They're geniuses of Canadian comedy. All the great jokes about the darkies and the towel heads.
Kid, in my opinion, the definitive Newfie bit about the guy from Buckins
who was so stupid.
I find that Newfie stuff really offensive, you know?
Oh, man, race sensitivity. That's killing comedy.
The Blowhards, great 50s era show.
It ran from 76 to,
But still on the air, Vlad.
Right, still on the air. We've analyzed their patterns. Not just gags per minute, but periodicity of breastulars, bumulars, pendulars, volulars, and so on.
We're coming up with a template for the comedy programmers at the network. It's going to make it easier for them to develop young comedy talent.
Comedy development is where it's at these days.
You know, you should do more comedy on your show, Paul.
I hear that a lot. Now, what about this big special that I'm here to talk about?
Okay, this Saturday at 8 across the country on the Gagfest channel.
Don't miss it. Stand Up Canada.
And take it like a man.
The biggest comic talent in the country.
That's us.
Yeah, and some lesser ones, too. Recorded live on stage at Mukluk. Okay.
So this was a big charity event.
Oh, yeah. All proceeds after fees to the Rehab Center for Canadian Celebrities.
Yeah.
Where is that center?
Well, it hasn't been built yet. But it's probably going to be in New Brunswick.
Yeah, one of those towns with the funny names.
Yeah, one of those Indian names like Rasimagoosh.
Oramakame. Those Native Americans really crack me up.
Sorry about the continent.
Note to myself. Work smallpox bit into routine.
Hey,
well, thank you, Vladislav Ragohulik and John Marshall. If you're interested in the finest in Canadian stand-up comedy, this Saturday night at 8 on the Gagfest channel.
Looks like you wounded your knee. Wounded
your knee! Tell him, yelling behind!
The Great Eastern, great radio, coast to coast in Newfoundland, on the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN, 520 on the long wave.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. There's too much violence in hockey. Baseball players get paid too much. The weather this year is terrible. The weather this year is fantastic. It's going to be a hard winter. And kids, you can't live with them, you can't live without them. And Mom, my God, how old is she? And she's exactly the same as I remember her when she turned 50, or was it 60? And she must be 90 now, and still no signs of my inheritance. Last week, I saw her toting a 45-pound puncheon of salt meat up the basement stairs and into the pantry, and then throwing it up on top of a barrel of flour. Our city council commissions 4 separate consultants' reports. They all recommend that council not erect a new hockey rink in the old town of St. John's. And guess what's going up smack dab in the middle of the city right now? One mayor is as principled as another, it seems. But then, every workday morning, I get up on Shank's mare and hoof it down here to the office. I meander along the rim of the ovoid bowl that is our harbor and through one of the most breathtakingly beautiful cities on the face of the earth, filling my lungs with lightly salted air, nodding and winking and exchanging pleasantries with St. John's corner boys and nunny fudgers, all who share my secret wish with me. Please, let this stay the same, too. Eastern elbows its way into your life every Saturday at this time, mainly due to the tireless efforts of our engineer, Hollis Duffus, and our director of radio, Ish Lundrigan. Write us at 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5, or you can email us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca.
Visit our website, www.greateastern.cbc.ca. Much more information and pictures and bios and stuff there than you can possibly imagine. My name is Paul Moss. Join me again next week for The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hello, I'm your award-winning weather watchdog, Erling Biggs, with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong Confections, purveyors of mouthwatering knobs.